Crossroads Diaries, a 19-year-old's Vietnam journey. It's a mixture of poetry, pictures, Bible scriptures, and musical lyrics. But most of all, it is the innermost feelings of a young man who wanted to go out in a blaze of glory.
March 1st, a day in the life of... Many of the people at home have been writing and asking what a day is like. Well, a day in the life of a riverine sailor is basically like everyone else in this world. We get up in the morning. Wait, that may not be quite true. We frequently stay up all night when out on operations or patrol. And, of course, at least two of us have to be awake 24/7 to operate the boat if necessary and to make sure it's not sinking. We don't know when an operation will start or end until just a couple of hours before that happens. And operations may start at any time of the day based on who's going where. How long will it take to get there? 2 a.m. is just as common as sunrise or later in the day. Many people take a shower first thing in the morning, but we only take showers if we happen, by chance, to be tied up alongside a ship with available free time, and that's not very often. A lot of folks enjoy having breakfast first thing, and I guess we do too. However, our breakfast may consist of a can of turkey loaf, some crackers, chocolate bar, disc type, maybe a can of peaches and some more crackers. Breakfast might be enjoyed while standing in a gun mount, standing at the helm, or maybe sitting on our butts down in the well deck if not much is going on. The well deck might not be available if there are 40-some-odd soldiers lounging in it. Now, the first order of work for the day is to make sure all weapons are ready to go, loaded, and a good resupply of ammunition and gun parts are available. That is more important than if the boat can operate. You can't defend a broken boat with broken guns. After guns are taken care of, it's time to take care of the boat. There are repairs and maintenance, cleaning, and resupplying general needs, including and primarily medical supplies. You can't defend a broken boat with broken people. You got to be able to patch them up. Now it's time for lunch. Lunch may consist of a can of turkey loaf, some crackers, chocolate bar, disc, maybe a can of peaches with some more crackers. Lunch might be enjoyed while standing in a gun mount, standing at the helm, or maybe sitting on our butts down on the well deck if not much is going on. The well deck might not be available if there are 40-some-odd soldiers lounging in it. After lunch, and above needed work focuses, there may be time to take care of people, ourselves. There is laundry to be done, and the bucket we use is a toilet, and we use the water of the Brown Rivers. We don't do laundry very often because there is no one to impress with our clothing. We don't have or wear very much clothing anyhow. After laundry, maybe a river bath. Same bucket.
Wait. Hold up. Are you kidding me right now?
No, I am not kidding. Same bucket, same water.
This is why they called you the River Rats, because that's yucky.
Oh, that's not why they called us the River Rats. We'll be doing that one later on.
Oh, my goodness.
There is a reason why we were called the River Rats.
I can't wait to hear that, but I don't know that I ever want to hear that again.
You will.
The same bucket. Okay.
And we're not talking the same bucket for one person. We're talking the same bucket.
It works
for the whole boat crew.
There
are pictures in existence of said bucket and bucket bath.
Oh my gosh.
Of yours truly, besides the ones I see online.
My word, I don't think of myself as too prissy, too girly, but that's definitely no. Draw the line.
Well, we didn't draw the line.
Okay, keep going.
Not all. No, okay, keep going. Yes, after the guns and the boats and the people have all been taken care of, it's probably time for dinner. Dinner may consist of a can of turkey loaf, some crackers, a chocolate bar, this type, maybe a can of peaches and some more crackers. Dinner might be enjoyable standing in a gun mount, standing at the helm, or maybe sitting on our butts down on the well deck if not much is going on. The well deck might not be available if there are some odd 40 soldiers lounging in it. When nighttime rolls around, we basically try to stay alive. And as needed, stay awake to do what needs to be done when it needs to be done. All the above basically occurs even if we are on an operation, on patrol, or tied up next to a ship. It's just a day in the life. During the night, we might have a snack of some kind. A snack may consist of a can of turkey loaf, some crackers, chocolate bar, this type, maybe a can of peaches and some more crackers. A snack might be enjoyed while standing in a gun mount, standing at the helm, or maybe sitting on our butts down on the well deck if not much is going on. The well deck might not be available if there are 40-some-odd soldiers lounging in it. Such is life in a day of. P.S. There might have been a firefighter or two or more during the day, but that's another story.
A day in the life.
A day in the life.
Since it's one of those things where I'm listening to that, and it sounds repetitive, yet at the same time, you know, especially at the end, you're sitting that, you know, could be a firefight somewhere in there. So I've discovered I like fishing. And I think what I like about fishing, and this will tie together. What I like about fishing is there are times that it's just nice and calm. And when you have a fish on the line, you're just, oh my gosh, you know, I'm so exciting. Yeah. And so there's all this excitement and this rush. And then it goes back to just that calm again. That's why I love it. But it sounds like that's kind of the same thing. So you have your mundane, you have the same old, but then there are those moments of adrenaline rush, chaos going on, things happening, and then all of a sudden you're back to getting a can of turkey loaf.
Yeah. And that goes back to using a whole case of combat rations,
right,
to create one meal. Because a case may only have one can of turkey loaf, and you're going to eat that three times in one day. That's three cases you're going to open up.
Wow.
For yourself.
Yes.
And then I was thinking as I reread it, the crackers, we would make our own kind of a candy bar. Take the chocolate was a disc, the crackers were a disc, and so you layer them.
Okay.
A cracker, a chocolate, and a cracker, and you made kind of a crunchy candy bar out of it. And we made our own peaches shortcake. So a strawberry shortcake, we made peach shortcake with the crackers. That's why crackers got mentioned twice.
Okay.
We even learned how to make birthday cakes.
Okay.
One of the cans in a given meal was a little tiny pound cake, about the size of a cupcake. Well, you could take it and take one of your chocolate bars and melt a chocolate bar on top of it. And what do you have? A birthday cake.
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
I mean, there how was intuitive cookbooks. Could
there
you?
Were cookbooks on how to cook combat rations.
Wait, are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
They really were.
Yeah. And guys shared recipes.
That's awesome.
If somebody came up with something new and different.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of ways to cook the meals. Gobs of ways.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It was ingenuity.
That word
that people do and come up with.
Mm-hmm.
The change of the routines, the change what's happening around
them. Spice things up a bit.
Speaking of Tabasco sauce, thank goodness for Tabasco sauce. That helped a whole lot.
I bet it did.
And I didn't even like spices. And I got
you,
to where
you
we
learned.
Yeah.
Learned
started
to
out
like
with a little tiny bottle, just kind of drip, drip. Later on, it was a big bottle, pour.
Oh, wow. Built a tolerance.
Yeah, built a tolerance in those days. I don't know if I could handle Tabasco sauce now, but I could then. Absolutely. Well, let's hear about some bad language next.
You are listening to The Crossroads Diaries, a 19-year-old's Vietnam journey by author, narrator, and host Tom Center, along with co-host Cheryl Chambers. You can find The Crossroads Diaries, a 19-year-old's Vietnam journey on Amazon, Walmart, and Barnes & Noble. You can also follow Tom on Facebook at Thomas Center on Facebook.